not kind of fencing.
He's having you on.
He's booking a bounce.
Hey, this is Free Range Radio, 101.5 UMFM.
What? You know what? Give me that. Hey, it is Free Range Radio, but it's Thursday night, so it's steel belted Free Range Radio, don't you know? My name's Jeff. They've been letting me come and do this for a long time. Some would say too long. But we're still here. We're still hanging out. We're still having fun, and we're still enjoying what we do. And I appreciate the fact that there are people out there who listen, and that's a wonderful thing. And we're gonna tell you how you can help us out. Coming up, it is Pledge-O-Rama starting tomorrow here on UMFM. It's not the official Pledge-O-Rama today, but today is your last chance to get in your pre-pledges. The sooner you get in your pledge, there are a few advantages that perhaps we should talk about. One of which is first crack at my little prize box. The sooner you get your pledge in, the sooner you can take a look on my website, take a look at what's in the prize box, and take something from me. Here, why don't I play a song, maybe even two off this record? I'm so excited that someone else is going to get this record because, man, is it good. It is. It's one that we just crossed off the list. Music director Michael Elves said, "Man, I'll pledge for that." And all right, you want it, you got it. We'll leave it for him after his pledge. It is a compilation put together by the folks at Starbucks. Believe it or not, they used to make these amazing CD compilations that sell them at their stores. These particular ones came out around Valentine's Day. For a few years in a row. I think there are four, maybe. This one is from 2005, and it's a pretty stellar one indeed. Includes great tracks from the likes of Jim White, the old 97s, Rufus Wainwright, M. Ward. Here, I'm going to play you this, though. This always gets me. Man, oh, man, is this beautiful. This is, this actually, the writer of this song just won, like, the Nobel Peace Prize or something for making the world more peaceful or something like that. Here's Nico singing Bob. Better than Bob does.
Thank you.
we're changing our ways, taking different roads than love. Why is this bedroom so cold? Turn away on your side. Is my time in that flood, or respect runs so dry? Yet there's still this appeal that we've kept through our lives. Love, love will tear us apart again. Love, love will tear us, love will tear us apart.
Day after day. breaking out the ashes from the fire. Under the stars and out of my mind, reaching for mercy on a high wire. On a high wire, halfway gone to heaven, high above the everyday, underneath the sky.
We'll be right back.
That was Whitney Rose there from her fine record of last year called Heartbreaker of the Year, produced by and featuring there Raul Malo of the Mavericks. And we heard something from the Mavericks from their record of last year. Mono, I heard Waiting for the World to End. And I've been working hard trying to get a compilation together for you for the Pledge-rama this weekend. And I think it's actually going to happen. And I think there's actually going to be a special new disc thrown into the mix. We'll talk about that on the weekend. So tune in on Tell the Band to Go Home on Sunday. If that actually comes to fruition, it'll be a cool little first, I think. So tune in for that. But in the meantime, I've been listening to a bunch of these things from 2015, trying to get together a little list. And, well, there you go. That was on it. Before that, we heard something that we just gave away on the old Pledge-rama from the new album from Blackie and the Rodeo Kings called Kings and Kings. We heard a great song, Mr. Stephen Fearing there. Singing a song called High Wire, along with Raul Malo of those very same Mavericks. And those Mavericks will be in town here in November, just shortly. And that'll be fun. Man, oh man, those guys are fun. That's you can't feel bad about much of anything when you see the Mavericks. It just it wipes away any badness for an hour and a half. It'll be great. And a couple to start off the show from a compilation called Sweetheart from 2005. We heard Calexico's version of the Joy Division classic Love Will Tear Us Apart. And Nico Case with old Grandpa Bob's Buckets of Rain there. And that's good stuff. And so those two are gone, but there's still plenty of stuff to be had. If you want to surf on over to telltheband2gohome.com, you can take a look at the old prize list and you can make your request. Now, the way it works is that you, as soon as you get your pledge in, you can choose something. But you know, if you know you're going to pledge, and you know, you want to save it, you want to phone us on the weekend or next Thursday, even better. That we definitely support and encourage. So, you know, if you wanna do that, and you just wanna say, hey, hold this for me, I'm pretty good that way, you know. So, my game, my rules. Let's just do it. Oh, here's one. I want to play this. I'm still in the mood to think about this compilation. Where is that? Here, let's see if we can find it. Totally organized, totally ready for this, folks. There it is. Here, let's play this one. One of my favorite records of last year, for sure. Had to include this on any potential compilation, for sure. This is not the song that I actually chose for the compilation, but there are so many good songs on this record, I kind of had a hard time narrowing it down. So I'm going to play that. Maybe I'll go to a couple of other records that I love and had a hard time choosing a song from, and spin those for you as well. Get you primed for our Best of 2015 compilation, which hopefully will be ready this weekend. It's going to take a bunch of work. I hope I can do it. Anyways, had to include this. Love this record. Oh, it's so good. Something. It's a new record from. Well, it was new last year. From Paul Kelly, who's got two new records this year. But last year he put together this thing where he had all kinds of special guests come in and sing. All these fabulous female soul singers singing these amazing songs on the record. So he didn't sing a lot, but he sang this one, and man, I still think it's pretty good. Here's Paul from an album called The Merry Soul Sessions. We'll take your pre-pledge, by the way. We've already taken a couple, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. Find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. Here's Paul Kelly. Oh, no. Here's Paul Kelly.
There she stands in the spotlight. Now the music begins. Her left leg won't stop trembling, but there's nowhere to run. The soldiers summoned at the station, he's taken down to the hall. He limps and laid in the darkness. In the stars, righteous woman starts softly like a dove at dawn. Righteous woman building up pressure like a slow moving stone. Righteous woman giving birth to the dark and bone. Righteous woman, righteous woman. Clinton and
dressing room door. She takes the note and reads it, then lets it drop to the floor. Now she drifts on down slowly to the backstage door. Righteous woman, righteous woman. Righteous woman, righteous woman. Righteous woman, righteous woman. Righteous woman, righteous woman. Righteous woman, righteous woman.
Hey, this is Mike June. You listen to Steel Belted Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
Mama taught me well, and I put on my only suit and go downtown to the Catholic Church and learn the golden rule. And as I grew and saw the world and read from the great books, I soon learned that the men who own God ain't nothing but liars and crooks. In stained glass windows, well, they don't let in the light. Poor man's Bible ain't no way to live your life. Well, Jesus was born to a carpenter in a manger in Bethlehem. Taught us about a new way of living, was to love each and every man. And the poets, they wrote every word that he spoke. The meaning got hidden and the language got broke. Now Jerusalem been up in smoke since they crucified him.
Never looks the same in the can hear is my headache. But if you can only wait. Everything that you say is true, but here's what it comes down to. Is it's me and it's you. For now that'll have to do. Yeah, it's me. Sound of your voice keeps circling the block. We have no choice. Won't do either one of us no good. I know we won't stop. Say it's true, but here's what it comes down to. It's me and it's you, and for now that'll have to do. That's me and it's you. A stranger's voice on the line, telling me where I can find you. It's me, it's you, and for now that'll have to do. Yeah, it's me.
Hi, this is Brock Seaman, and you're listening to Steel Belted Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
Talk while you're sleeping to the boom, boom, boom of your heartbeat. And once I pick up that thread, it's hard to put it back down. And my body just carries my mind around. Yeah, my body just carries my mind around. Everything that's floating round in thin air is written down upon a page somewhere. All them little conversations are packed up in boxes and stacked up in some basement. You're more apparition than actor. As I lick my little finger, looking for some happy ever after. As I'm fanning through the pages of some dusty old chapter, oh, I remember all your little details from your bed here. The way you talk, talk, talk while you're sleeping, to the boom, boom, boom of your heartbeat. And once I pick up that thread, it's hard to put it back down. And my body just carries my mind around. Yeah, my body just carries my mind around. Damned if the whole thing don't get twice as big.
once you start dissecting all them little things. As it's slipping through your fingers, sticking to your skin, you're rubbing in your hair, man, it lingers, really. It mingles with the air you breathe, oh, it distorts everything you see. Pushing in from all around you like a sunny summer sidewalk, eating up an ice cube. Remember all your little details, from your bed head to your tiny, tiny toenails. The way you talk, talk, talk while you're sleeping, to the boom, boom, boom of your heartbeat. And once I pick up that pretty toddler, put it back down in my body, just carries my mind around. Yeah, my body just carries my mind around.
Maybe I'm the crazy one, or just a bad,
Man, that is so good. Didn't make the cut. Can you believe it? That song didn't make the cut. Oh, it's so good. I don't know. As I'm hearing these songs again, I'm starting to rethink my compilation choices. That's the Damwells with Kentexas there, from their self-titled release from 2015. And the way Deason's talking, it could be their last, which would break my heart. Quite frankly. So we'll keep working on it. We'll see what we can do. But it's got some great, great stuff on there, including that song. There's one more that is just a toss-up. And, well, you never know. I might even change my mind. As with that song we heard before that, Brock Zeman, Little Details, off his record, Pulling Your Sword Out of the Devil's Back, my favorite record of last year, for sure. I just listened to it over and over. So good. So solid from Brock, who, you know, I love the guy, and I'm not dissing him at all, but his records are kind of hit and miss sometimes. You know, there's great stuff on there, and then there's other stuff on there. But this one is almost all killer and no filler. There's one song that I despise that I would have gladly left off, but Stu likes it, so I guess we'll leave it on there. Anyway, love that one, though. Little Details, that little thing that Hogan does. So good, that little lick. Before that, John D. Graham and his boy, William. A little single that they snuck out last year called Thoughts After Midnight. Somehow I missed it. I only recently picked it up, and it's not bad. Not bad at all. John D.'s pal, Mike June, before that, title track to his fine, fine album, Poor Man's Bible. I just think that's a great, great record. It's so great that I don't mind quite as much that I paid for a copy like 2 years ago or something, and I still haven't seen it. But, you know, we'll forgive him. We like Mike. And Paul Kelly and their Righteous Woman from his Merry Soul Sessions. And that just reminds me to remind you that that there are men in this world who think that women are valuable and worthy of our respect and appreciation. It seems that there are some people who go around speaking of women and to women as if they were, frankly, animals, and that's not okay. The real human beings among us don't talk that way. And someone might think that it's locker room talk, but if I was ever in a locker room and heard somebody talking like that, I'd probably get violent. And I don't get violent easily. So, women, I love you, I respect you, and, you know, I hope you know that real people don't think that way. I guess we'll find out, won't we? We'll find out whether the sexists win and Hillary loses, or whether decent folk win and old Donnie gets shown the curb. Anyway, I'm going to take a break now on that political note. If you're still interested, you can tune back in just a couple of minutes. Steel Belted Radio will return.